local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
We welcome you into hour number three of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your drive home each and every evening. We appreciate it so very much. The text line has been busy today, 850-437-1620, traffic line 262-6111. As we get started with today's top three stories, we begin with an update from Iowa, where Governor Kim Reynolds says they're requesting aid from the federal government after major storms pushed through last night.
We will be putting forth an expedited presidential declaration. We're hoping by no later than tomorrow we'll have those numbers in so that we can get them to the White House and get a presidential disaster declaration as quickly as possible.
In particular, last night, a town called Greenfield, Iowa, with around 2,000 residents devastated by a tornado yesterday that has left multiple people dead. Right now, though, the number won't be released until crews have completed their search and rescue efforts. The Biden administration today announcing another round of student debt relief. Here's Lisa Taylor reporting.
The Department of Education says it's forgiving $7.7 billion in student loans for over 160,000 borrowers in an effort to reduce the burden of education debt on U.S. households. The debt relief includes over $5 billion for those pursuing public service loan forgiveness and about $2 billion for students enrolled in income-driven repayment plans. Including today's debt relief, the Biden administration has so far forgiven about $167 billion in student aid. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And 2 years after a gunman killed 19 students and two teachers in Uvalde, Texas, families of victims today settling a lawsuit with the city and county.
The families do not want to have what happened to them have happened to any other member of this community or any community in the state of Texas or any community in the country.
Families say they're capping the money so Uvalde does not go into bankruptcy. Meanwhile, though, they announced today a new lawsuit filed against 92 officers with the Texas Department of Public Safety, the school district, and individual employees as well. That's a look at our top three stories today. First, check this hour of the weather. Here's Alan.
Similar weather will continue for the northern Gulf Coast. Overnight, lows will be near 70 degrees, give or take, depending on where you are. Clear skies tonight. We've got more sunshine with just a few scattered clouds over the next several days. Weather will be dry, but as we head toward the end of the week or through the weekend, there's a small 10% chance maybe an isolated shower pops up. But overall, it's looking mainly dry out there. Highs well into the 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
And as for the roads here, just a few spots of note. If you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road, coming from 9 Mile and approaching I-10, we do have some minor backups there still, but that's got nothing on the other two spots we're dealing with. If you are coming off of Navarre Beach, coming over the bridge, trying to approach Navarre Parkway, we still got a lot of congestion basically covering the entirety of the bridge there. Don't know what's causing that. That's been a problem all evening. I would not expect it to die down anytime soon. It was late last hour. We got another accident report. This is on I-10. If you are traveling westbound towards Blackwater River, still causing very heavy backups in that area. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. The best part of summer is already here, and that's locally grown Fresh from Florida watermelon. Fresh from Florida, there's sunshine in every bite, Joe.
All right. Thank you very much. Looking at our local headlines today, pretty interesting discussion scheduled for tomorrow in Santa Rosa County. Commissioners are expected to discuss a plan to replace the Navarre Beach Bridge. No action is expected, although Delivering Bridges LLC will deliver their presentation to the Board of County Commissioners. Regardless of who builds it, though, much of the conversation will likely center around whether tolls should be used to help pay for it.
And there have to be a toll to pay for it. If we go to state to do it, the governor's already said there would be a toll no matter what.
That's Commissioner Ray Eddington. He talked to Channel 3. Delivering Bridges LLC says that their specific plans call for expanding the bridge to four lanes and adding a pedestrian lane as well. Eddington says the project, if and when it does come up, would definitely go to bid. So we'll see what happens tomorrow there. The meeting starts at 8:30. The son of former congressional candidate and fired state employee Rebecca Jones sentenced this week over threats made to Holly Navarre Middle School. JJ, as he is referred to in court documents, was accused of threatening to shoot up the school and harm individual students on social media. At the time of his arrest, Rebecca Jones claimed that her son had been arrested by order of Governor DeSantis in retaliation for her whistleblower complaints over COVID-19 data. This week, a Santa Rosa County judge withheld conviction but sentenced JJ to an indefinite probation that would not exceed his 19th birthday. JJ pleaded no contest to charges back in December. This weekend, starting tomorrow, Memorial Day weekend means that Pensacola Beach transforms to the nation's largest LGBTQ pride celebration. It's a tradition that dates back to the 1960s, originally over the July 4th weekend, but they switched to Memorial Day weekend in 1994. And this year, celebrating 30th anniversary of Johnny Chisholm Presents Memorial Weekend Pensacola. That's at Park East specifically, and on Eventbrite. Those that are headed out there for the festivities can buy individual tickets to parties starting at $25 up to a full weekend VIP pass for $430. Also, in a home damaged overnight in Escambia County on Handicare Street in Ensley last night. Thankfully, nobody hurt, but the residents are temporarily displaced and being helped out by the American Red Cross. No word on what caused the fire yet. The Bureau of Arson and Fire is looking into that. We'll take a break here at 6:18, back with state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Visit Pensacola celebrates National Travel and Tourism Week all this week. To celebrate 10 years of encouraging people to visit, Visit Pensacola will be hosting the Hospitality Hero Luncheon and providing a free passport program and trolley tours for members of the hospitality and tourism industry. And the UWF Historic Trust will be hosting a free all-public museum day on Saturday, May 25th. Find out more about National Travel and Tourism Week at visitpensacola.com. That's visitpensacola.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Here at News Radio Pensacola. Happy Wednesday. In the midst of a beautiful weather week in the lead up to the Memorial Day weekend, Joe and Austin hanging out with you here as we press on, taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida. A big one tomorrow is NOAA releases its 2024 Atlantic hurricane season outlook. Earlier this spring, forecasters at Colorado State and Penn State Universities predicted a very active season due to warm ocean temperatures and the expected transition to a La Nina climate pattern. The National Hurricane Center already has started issuing daily tropical weather outlooks, but no storms are predicted for the next 7 days.
And the state of Florida is moving forward with a plan to repeal its renewable energy goals. The State Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services published a proposal earlier today saying that the strategies are no longer necessary. The goals were approved in 2022 to get utility companies to gradually increase their renewable energy usage over the next 26 years, and the effort to repeal the order is part of a state law signed by Governor Ron DeSantis last week.
A Tampa man going to prison for his role in the assassination attempt of Haiti's president 3 years ago. A federal judge sentenced Frederick Bergman to 9 years for backing a military expedition against a friendly nation and breaking export laws. The 65-year-old shipped 20 bulletproof vests to a friend in Haiti, and those vests were used by those who killed Haitian President Jovenel Moise. Prosecutors admit that Bergman didn't know the vests were going to be used in the assassination, but he falsely labeled the shipment as medical x-ray vests and school supplies.
Kind of shady. Work is underway to return the bodies of those killed in the crash in Marion County to their families in Mexico. A ceremony was held last night in Orlando at the Mexican consulate to honor the lives of the 8 farm workers who died in last week's crash near Ocala. The bus they were in was hit by a truck driven by a man accused of being drunk.
Also, deputies making an arrest in a shooting that wounded an Auburn football player and killed his brother. Marshall's task force helped capture 28-year-old Daryl Brookins this afternoon. He's accused of shooting and killing 24-year-old Tommy Batty early Saturday morning in a parking lot. Brookins also charged with shooting Auburn running back Brian Batty, who remains hospitalized after he was shot in the head. 3 other victims injured as well. 625.
You read my mind. We both went clicking our tongues at the same time, ready to go. Let's see. Yes, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see here. Still dealing with the two main issues we had in our last update. If you are traveling on the Navarre Beach Causeway, trying to come off Navarre Beach and approach Navarre Parkway, we still have backups on the bridge there. They have lessened significantly, but they are still causing some issues at this time. We also got some backups on I-10 if you are traveling westbound, approaching the Blackwater River area. That is from an accident report we had sometime late last hour. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up.
All right, very good. Alan's got the forecast.
Tonight's weather mostly clear with a low near 70 degrees. The weather looks about the same over the next several days, mainly dry, some sunshine, a few scattered clouds, highs well up into the 80s. Late this week and into the weekend, I'd say there's just a small 10% chance for an isolated shower or storm to pop up. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strum with your WEAR News First Warning Forecast.
All right, very good. Looking at our national news today, a new lawsuit accuses former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin of using excessive force in the arrest of two individuals in 2020, months before killing George Floyd. The lawsuit goes on to accuse a second officer of failure to intervene at the time. Body camera footage of the arrest was made public yesterday. The federal civil rights lawsuit seeks at least $9 million in damages from both officers and the city of Minneapolis.
And Vince Fong is the winner in a California special election to fill Kevin McCarthy's seat. Wong defeated Sheriff Mike Boudreau in a special election yesterday. It was a runoff after the two emerged from a March contest where neither won more than 50% of the vote. The pair will go against each other again in November, as Fong will only fill McCarthy's seat for the rest of the term.
Senate Republicans calling out the Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's plans to put the bipartisan border bill to a vote for a second time.
And what Chuck Schumer's worried about is he's only worried about the election. He's not worried about solving the problem. This is not a bill that secures the border. This is a bill that codifies what Biden has done, and we're not going to do it.
That's Senator Rick Scott, of course. He says Biden has the power currently to close the border and stop the drugs and criminals from flowing in. Republicans already rejected the proposal in February because it would codify catch and release and would not solve the problem.
And the Louisiana House has passed a bill that would classify abortion pills as a controlled, dangerous substance.
64 yeas, 29 nays, and the bill is finally passed.
It would make possession of the pills without a prescription a crime, punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Medical professionals are against the move because they say the medications, mifepristone and misoprostol, have critical uses outside of abortion care, including in treating miscarriages.
Yeah, well, I guess my retort to that would be that whether it's for abortion care or treating miscarriages,
it's prescribed.
It still would have to be prescribed, and the bill is pretty clear that it is possessing these pills without a prescription.
Yeah,
and weird. Then it was also, I think it was yesterday, right? We did this story, I think yesterday, where it did have an out for women who were pregnant already. Like they couldn't,
they were
exempt from that. And the reason for the bill was because somebody had gotten access to the bill. I believe sister of the bill sponsor, whoever authored the bill, had gotten slipped the drug from like an ex-boyfriend or something.
Yeah, he got like 180 days
jail time for it. So,
yeah, I remember.
So yeah, that's the I guess the crux of why that bill was filed there. All right, 6:29 here, winding down until 6:30. Recapping our top stories today. Officials in Greenfield, Iowa, say that there are multiple deaths following a devastating tornado last night. Numbers haven't been released yet. They won't until crews complete their search efforts. The Biden administration today again announcing another round of student debt relief. And also today in Uvalde, Texas, a settlement between the families of victims and the city and county. 19 families receiving a city payout of around $2 million. And also at the same time, a new lawsuit filed against officers with the Texas Department of Public Safety who responded, the school district, and individual employees. So the family of the victims turning their attention.
Fox News, I'm Tom Regani. Former Ambassador Nikki Haley declares she'll be voting for former President Trump in November, explaining her decision in a speech today at the Hudson Institute in Washington.
Trump has not been perfect on these policies. I've made that clear many, many times. But Biden has been a catastrophe.
Haley, who suspended her presidential campaign in March, had been critical of Trump. President Biden announcing a new round of student loan relief handouts.
The White House is relaxing student loan forgiveness guidelines for public service workers and some income-based repayment plans. The president says an additional 160,000 borrowers will see their loans canceled. And, quote, each of those borrowers has received an average of over $35,000 in debt cancellation.
That's Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. There was some nervousness ahead of the report, but NVIDIA put those concerns to rest, the chipmaker posting an adjusted per-share profit of $6.12 and revenue above $26 billion in the latest quarter, both figures topping expectations. Signaling a continuing AI boom, the company issued a bullish forecast for the current quarter and announced a 10-for-1 stock split. In response, NVIDIA shares are up 5.5% in after-hours trading. Stocks retreated in today's regular session. The S&P 500 eased 14 points. The Dow Industrials dropped 202, and the NASDAQ Composite lost 31. General Motors has high hopes for an electrified version of the Chevrolet Equinox, which will hit dealer showrooms later this year. The entry-level version of that crossover EV will have a starting price of $35,000, with buyers also eligible for up to $7,500 in federal incentives. There'll be some higher-priced Equinox EV models as well. More affordable EVs has long been a goal of GM.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Jason Tatum finished game one of the Eastern Conference Finals with 36 points. However, if you watch the game, you know he didn't really get going until overtime. If Jaylen Brown didn't hit a miraculous three, though, to send the game to OT, Tatum would have been shredded for only scoring 4 fourth quarter points. The Boston Celtics can survive with Tatum going MIA at times against the Indiana Pacers, but they'll need him to be a superstar to slay either Dallas or Minnesota in the NBA Finals. I'm Zach Gelb.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like the full season of FX's epic limited series Shogun, FX's new international spy thriller The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss, and don't miss the all-new crime series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new, and it's streaming right now on Hulu.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through VCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. We've basically only had just two spots giving us trouble these past couple of updates, and that's starting with the Navarre Beach Causeway. If you were coming off of Navarre Beach, coming over the bridge and traveling towards Navarre Parkway, we had a lot of backups on that bridge basically the entirety of the evening up until this point. It seems like it has just about cleared out. However, the other spot we were having problems with, unfortunately, that is still the case. If you are traveling westbound on I-10 approaching the Blackwater River area, we do have a lot of backups there from an accident report that we got late last hour. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up.
Tonight's weather mostly clear with a low near 70 degrees. The weather looks about the same over the next several days, mainly dry, some sunshine, a few scattered clouds, highs well up into the 80s. Late this week and into the weekend, I'd say there's just a small 10% chance for an isolated shower or storm to pop up. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strum with your WEAR News First Warning Forecast.
All right, Austin, it's a busy night in sports, is it not?
Yes, it is. We've got a couple of relatively local MLB scores to give updates on. So for starters, in the top of the fourth, the Rays are up on the Red Sox 3-0. And as for the Marlins versus the Brewers, the Marlins are up 1-0 at the top of the fifth. So some decent representation there for the state of Florida in the MLB currently. Starting in just a couple minutes, we also have the Braves visiting the Cubs. That's going to be at 6:40. And then it's a lot of postseason action in both the NHL and NBA at 7 o'clock on ESPN. We got game one of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NHL. It's Panthers at Rangers. And then at 7:30 on TNT, it's the game one of the Western Conference Finals in the NBA. It's Mavs at Timberwolves. That should be a very interesting series to, based on how those semifinals went down. And then we've got a couple of headlines here, sticking with the NBA theme. The NBA is reportedly finalizing new TV rights deals with NBC, ESPN, and Amazon. Nobody is happier about this than Joe, of course, because yes, that means, drum roll,
basketball, give me the ball, because I'm gonna dunk it!
God, yeah, apparently that's an SNL skit reference.
It is.
I haven't seen the SNL skit. I am familiar with this tune.
You should watch it.
I will.
First thing you should watch is the John Tesh explaining the song.
Yeah, like the real story.
I will. You know what? I will send you the videos and the instructions on which order to watch, just so you don't screw it up.
Thank you very much, sir. That's
but yes, the SNL skit was very funny as well. Vince Vaughn. Jason Sudeikis plays John Tesh, and a very funny skit there.
NBC's package will likely include a basketball night in America on Sunday nights once the NFL season finishes. Amazon's deal is reported to likely include the in-season and play-in tournaments. Okay.
Listen.
I'm for that.
You were born in 2001.
Yes.
I believe that the NBA on NBC ended in either 2001 or 2002. So you cannot possibly fathom how excited
you are correct
that sports fans of my generation are for this, because the oozing of nostalgia and just the presentation, the go back and just spend hours on YouTube watching the old NBA on NBC intros to like NBA finals games of the mid to late 90s, talking Jordan's Bulls, all of the, you know, like the Last Dance and all that stuff. And man, that theme, that just, it just hits you. It just slaps you across the head, man. It's just, oh boy.
Sticky with the NBA headlines here. Something not as positive. A North Carolina mother is suing the Charlotte Hornets and LaMelo Ball after he allegedly struck her son with his vehicle. That's according to ESPN. Tamaria McRae claims that her then 11-year-old son, Angel, was hit by Ball when he aggressively drove from a traffic light while being approached by Angel and others for autographs. This was shortly after a Hornets fan event that was hosted last October. Okay, look, we don't know the specifics.
Yeah.
It is weird that there wasn't, at least from what I know of, there was not a lick of discussion about this. No footage, no claims on social media, nothing. This has all been completely under wraps until now.
Yeah, I agree.
I find that surprising. But I don't know. We'll figure it out as we go. And then in the NFL, really quickly here, Pittsburgh hosting the 2026 NFL Draft, the league announced today. It marks the first time the city has hosted the draft since the event moved out of New York in 2015. If you know anything about the NFL, you know anything about the history of NFL football in Pittsburgh with the Steelers and all that, this is definitely a great move, and I'm sure Steeler Nation will show out. Not a biased report on that at all, but objectively, though, in all seriousness, that should be a great showing there.
Yeah, we're talking about the draft, right?
Yes.
Well, yes, and it will be for the city of Pittsburgh, because in the 2026 NFL draft, you will have the first pick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know what? If we did, whatever. I mean, I would really think Tomlin would be out the door if that happens, because that means not only were we terrible, but his first losing season. So the shred of support for him would be
gone.
And
there will be a terrible rookie quarterback class.
We're putting the terrible
worst
and
draft
terrible towel.
In years.
Uh-huh. Whatever. I'm not going to humor
you, listen,
that.
You guys have had 30, 40, 50, 60, however long your franchise goes back.
1933.
Of sustained good to great.
Yeah, our
very,
last...
Very little sustained average to poor.
Well, we didn't get good until like the 70s, but our last first overall pick was Terry Bradshaw in 70, I believe.
Yeah, there so, you yeah, go.
So, yes, decades worth of good to great.
So it's time for my Bears to go on that run now with Caleb Williams, and for you to think back to the glory years of which you, you know, that are just fading from your memory the older and older you get.
Uh-huh, whatever. All right. Do you want me to, I was about to say, you want health, business, and science, or can we go into traffic and weather?
Let's do that.
All right, so traffic and weather. Let's see here. Looking at the roads, not a ton going on. We just had that spot on I-10 if you were traveling westbound towards Blackwater River. Had an accident report there last hour that was giving us some trouble, and it still is now. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Similar weather will continue for the northern Gulf Coast. Overnight, lows will be near 70 degrees, give or take, depending on where you are. Clear skies tonight. We've got more sunshine with just a few scattered clouds over the next several days. Weather will be dry, but as we head toward the end of the week or through the weekend, there's a small 10% chance maybe an isolated shower pops up. But overall, it's looking mainly dry out there. Highs well into the 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
Nearly half of current homeowners have at least one regret about purchasing their current home. According to a new survey from Bankrate, 47% of American homeowners cite maintenance and other hidden costs that are more expensive than expected. Many homeowners also come to realize their home is either too small or too big or in a bad location. I think about that a lot, of course, because we are like 2.5 weeks away from closing on our first house.
Yes.
So,
and you have been, we're just about done with it, but you've been taking texts all evening.
Yes, no, great feedback. And I appreciate the feedback. We've had many listeners because I solicited advice from our more experienced listeners when it comes to home ownership. And because I do spend a lot of time, because let me tell you something, you're going through the process, right? And it is true that, you know, you go through and you're like, all right, how do I get, what do we need to do? To get like either like as low a monthly payment as possible or as close to what we're paying now in rent, because, you know, rent's not going down either. Right. And so, you know, we've been able to do that, thankfully. And I think it's going to look like it's going to be paying a little bit less than what we're paying now in rent. So that's good. That's great. But then it's also like, all right, so we move in, and now it's like, all right, we got to get a fence. We got to get a little shed for my lawnmower. We got to get
a fern.
Termite inspection. I need a second and third TV to mount next to the two that I already have.
Priorities,
there's just
people.
All these things that, you know, yes.
Whatever. One of those didn't sound like the other if you were listening like I was. SpaceX is sending a batch of spy satellites into orbit. The National Reconnaissance Office says the classified mission blasted off from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California overnight on a Falcon 9 rocket. The NRO designs and operates U.S. government intelligence and surveillance satellites. This morning's launch was their first deployment of new imaging satellites built by SpaceX and Northrop Grumman.
An increase in sexually transmitted infections worldwide is causing health officials major concern. The World Health Organization says in a report that syphilis has increased to over a million cases in adults aged 19 to 45 by 2022. The highest spike for the curable disease was seen in America and Africa.
And flying to many destinations is cheaper this year compared to last. Average fares to Europe are down 8% this summer when they were posting record highs last year. Europe is the most popular trip abroad for Americans, and according to the Consumer Price Index, average fares for flights originating in the U.S. fell by 5.8% from April of 23 to April of 24. You may not feel like prices are that much lower, though, because certain airlines are hiking fees for checked bags.
There's sad news in the forestry world today, Austin.
What's
the
that?
The world's largest tree might be sick, and it may be too late to do anything about it.
That does suck.
The General Sherman stands 275 feet tall in the giant sequoia forest in California. Back in 2021, wildfire passed through the grove of giant trees, and now the bark beetle has arrived. Researchers have found several nearby trees infested with the pests, and some of those trees are dying. Now, scientists are studying the General Sherman to look for signs of bark beetles, but if they find them, it may be too late to save the tree, as it's because there's no known way to eradicate the insects without irreparably harming the tree. So
that honestly is upsetting to me.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah. And just lastly, real quick here before some pop culture notes, more Americans say they use marijuana daily or almost daily, higher than the number of people who drink alcohol at the same rates. According to an analysis from the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, close to 18 million people in 2022 said that they smoke marijuana nearly every day. That's compared to less than 15 million who reported similar drinking habits. It's the first time in three decades that daily marijuana usage was more common than daily alcohol usage. Wow.
All right. Pop culture notes today, an Alabama native, the state's first winner of NBC's The Voice, Asher Havon from Selma, crowned the season 25 winner last night. During the blind auditions, he earned a three-chair turn with his rendition of Adele's Set Fire to the Rain. So congratulations, Asher.
Oh, for sure. And Marvel Studios is greenlighting a series based around the character Vision. It's set to debut in 2026. Paul Bettany will reprise his role as the superhero after appearing in three films and starring in the series WandaVision.
Yeah, he's a good actor. Mm-hmm. Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, is shooting for a hot start. Oh, wait, you just did that one. No, you didn't.
No.
Let me start that over then. Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, is shooting for a hot start at the box office. The fifth entry in George Miller's Mad Max series, expected to bring in $40 to $45 million. Also, the Garfield movie is expected to cook up between $30 and $35 million in its first weekend in theaters. I don't know if I ever got a definitive answer from anybody on whether this is a direct sequel to the first live-action Garfield. I believe that one was voiced by, what's-his-face?
Pratt.
Christopher Pratt as well, right? Wasn't it?
I'm not sure. I will say this, though. I have not seen any advertising that has to do with, like, the Garfield movie.
I haven't either.
Like, I've seen advertising, but not for it to be, like, tied to the last one. But it's like it does show how, like, what's the name of the John? It does show how John meets Garfield, so maybe it's like a prequel. I don't know if they didn't cover on that in the last one.
Let me look here.
While you're looking at that, I'll say the X-Men film at Marvel Studios is getting a writer. Deadline reports that Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes writer Michael Leslie is in talks to pen the film. It's still in early development with no director or talent yet attached and with no release date set also. This comes following the success of the animated series X-Men 97. Any confirmation, my friend?
No, I don't think so.
I would assume they're not connected because, as I said, it hasn't really been advertised that way in the very limited capacity in which I've been following it. So I don't really know. But while you're looking at that, it's 6:51, so we'll take our last break of this hour and of this evening. When we return, another quick check of the roads and weather, wacky stories, good news. You know the drill. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We played all of the unbelievable audio from the House Oversight Committee hearing with Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC, talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves about when the lights are really going to be coming on for the 3-mile bridge, and whether the city might look into enhanced EMS or even adding EMS to something that it does instead of the county, based on a report presented to City Council from a couple of students at the Creative Learning Academy. They did such a good job. You can always listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This time, I wonder what it feels like to find the one in this life. The one we all dream of, but dreams just done in us, so I'll be waiting for.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour and for this evening. Only one spot on the roads to really keep an eye on. That's if you're traveling westbound on I-10 approaching Blackwater River. Had an accident report there last hour, still causing some pretty heavy backups. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
Similar weather will continue for the northern Gulf Coast. Overnight, lows will be near 70 degrees, give or take, depending on where you are. Clear skies tonight. We've got more sunshine with just a few scattered clouds over the next several days. Weather will be dry, but as we head toward the end of the week or through the weekend, there's a small 10% chance maybe an isolated shower pops up. But overall, it's looking mainly dry out there. Highs well into the 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Appreciate it. 6:55 here, winding down. Austin, I did not realize that the Garfield movie that I was referencing was as old as it is.
Really?
2004. There was a live action.
Bill Murray.
Yeah,
yes,
that's the one I was thinking about.
Oh, so, okay.
Definitely not a any sort of connection there.
Not
other
Chris
than it
Pratt.
Is Garfield. Yes,
and yes, not related.
All right, looking at here at some wacky stories and weird and other interesting notes here. Connecticut is ready to crown itself the pizza capital of the U.S. A local lawmaker is putting it on the congressional record in Washington today. That's Representative Rosa DeLauro is leading the charge, declaring New Haven pizza the best in the country. Over 100 Connecticut pizza makers are backing the declaration, which comes months after The governor crowned New Haven the pizza capital of America on February 9th, which is National Pizza Day. I have never been to Connecticut. I have never had Connecticut pizza. I have lived vicariously through the pizza reviews that Dave Portnoy does, because I know he's based in New York. Of course, he goes around the country and does the different pizza reviews. One bite, everybody knows the rules. And so he has spent a lot of time in New Haven, and so I, you know, I'm taking his word for it, and I'm taking their word for it. But I do think, as a pizza lover that I am, that I do need to make a pilgrimage at some point before I pass on to New Haven to check out all of the top pizza there.
Yes, that will be our ride off into the sunset, Joe. Yes. And I sampling pizzas.
And that's how we will die. We'll probably have heart attacks both.
Yes, that's going to take a lot of orchestration, but I'm all for it. On Monday, a brand new DMV opened in Lincoln, Nebraska, and was the victim of a dope prankster. A few hours after the place officially opened, a 34-year-old man named Joseph Schrader walked in with some fish and carrots. He shouted, "Something fishy's going on," and then threw fish and carrots everywhere. It's unclear how much fish and carrots he had with him, but it must have been a lot, because officials say he caused around $9,000 in damages to the brand new DMV, mostly to the carpet and ceiling, of course. Joseph was arrested for criminal mischief.
Yes, as you would expect there.
Yes, emphasis on the mischief.
From the literally nobody is asking for this except your boss department, there's a new feature coming to Windows which records everything you ever do on your computer and feeds it to AI. It's called Recall. Of course, many people are hearing this and concerned about privacy and security. Microsoft insisted the way of the future, and they've thought of all of that. But yes, it's a good thing that data breaches never happen. They say the data is encrypted on your hard drive. You can pause the screen recording at any time and delete any data. So why even have it? I don't understand the why there.
Yeah.
It also wouldn't record anything from private browsers.
Yeah, that's just assuming that all of that is true, as you said, it's just like, what's the point of even having it? And it's just going to be more hurdles for people to jump through to remain private. Speaking of the workplace and how it can, I guess, grow toxic with new stuff like that, there's no good place to start brawling with your coworker. But one place we can definitely say is that it's not good would be inside a burning building. But that's what happened in Detroit. At around 2 a.m. Saturday morning, firefighters were called to a burning house. At some point, one of the firefighters, out of nowhere, just started assaulting one of the other firefighters while they were in full gear fighting the fire. The chief on scene had to call police for help. No charges have been filed, but the firefighter is now out of a job.
Yeah, that's not good there. What is some good news there is that it's, of course, very expensive to have kids in America. Tennessee is offering some relief. Their Medicaid program will start covering 100 diapers a month for newborns, infants, and one-year-olds. According to the National Diaper Bank Network, 92% of the families receiving diapers in Tennessee are working and still unable to afford enough of them. Tennessee is the first state to help families with free diapers. Very cool. I think that's a good resource there for sure. All right, that'll do it for us on a Wednesday. Back tomorrow on a Thursday, same time, same place, as we wind down and count down to the Memorial Day weekend. We'll see you tomorrow on Pensacola Right Now.